Welcome to a new episode of Hacks and Hobbies with your host, Junaid Ahmed. Welcome back to a new episode of Hacks and Hobbies. Today I'll be going over a little bit on what is my plan to do with the honeybees. I haven't talked about honeybees in a while. We have two hives, Alexandria and Saskatraz. Alexandria hive is, of course, the bee. The queen bee is local, born and bred in Alexandria. She is, I'm guessing, about a year and a half old. She overwintered last year, and she's been doing excellent in the Alexandria hive. Number two is Saskatraz. Saskatraz queens are raised and bred in Saskatchewan, up in Canada. Now, the lifespan of queen bees is anywhere from 2 to 7 years, which is amazing. It depends on the environment, and so far my queen bees are doing great. Saskatraz, what's so special about Saskatraz? Well, these queen bees come from a line of queen bees. They have been modified, and they have been trained, and the best of the best queens come here. They have built-in hygienic abilities, so if they find any varroa mites on them, they make sure to drop them off of their backs. So I've got two queen bees, two hives, and they're doing great. I have not checked on Saskatraz either or yet. It's been a couple of weeks, and I need to go in and check how they're doing, see if they've got any stores. I will be making 5-gallon buckets of sugar water, 2 5-gallon buckets of sugar water, and then feeding it to the bees over the winter. Or I'm supposed to go at it before the winter starts. So I've got to double check on that. So next up on the Alexandria hive, we have plenty of honey in there. We have a total of 8 to 9 frames of full honey that I can harvest. And if I am to harvest, I'll need to provide them with new blank frames, as well as lots of sugar water, at least 80 pounds of sugar water. And I think I mentioned this before. So in order to distribute the honey, I figured I need some sort of squeeze bottles that I can give people as gifts. I've purchased a few. I think I've purchased a dozen 8-ounce honey squeeze bottles that I can gift to my friends and family. And the build quality looks quite amazing. So I'm going to go ahead and order some more. In the meantime, I'm going to go ahead and harvest 4 frames. I'm going to harvest 4 frames of honey, and I should get about 1.5 gallons or more honey. Now, 1 gallon is about 128 ounces. That gives me a lot of 8-ounce bottles worth of honey that I can distribute. I will get a lot more honey next year. Certainly a lot more. So we'll have to go get some bigger squeeze bottles to distribute and sell to reclaim some of the costs involved in running an apiary. That's about all I've got in the beehive apiary department. I was speaking with a new contact through Facebook, and he found me through the Errol Erdman LinkedIn experts group, and he said that one day he wanted to be a beekeeper. So more power to him. He did do a lot of research, and what's amazing is that beekeeping predates writing. Like, think about it. People have been beekeeping longer than they have been writing. That's just fascinating.